With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The tug of war continues between President Joe Biden and critics in the Democratic Party. Of course, the Democratic voices calling for him to step out of the presidential race and let somebody else take over after his disastrous debate with former President Trump. Donors, strategists, and lawmakers now saying he's got to go. Texas is getting ready for a barrel to make landfall sometime on Monday.
Texas officials warn the state's entire coastline. Brace for possible flooding, with barrel forecast to make landfall Monday, prompting expanded hurricane and storm surge watches. The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin.
Most likely be a Category 1 hurricane. It'll bring dangerous storm surge flooding to portions of the Texas coast. Hurricane force winds to a small area near the center.
I'm Julie Walker.
Rachel Goldberg's 23-year-old American-born son is amongst the hostages that were taken by the terrorist group Hamas during the October 7th assault in Israel. She says U.S. officials have been supportive to hostage families, but the crisis continues.
The American government has really been very available, empathetic, sympathetic, as transparent as they can be, very supportive. Unfortunately, we have a binary situation here. There's no partial credit, and these people are not home, which means we are failing them.
Goldberg spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has signed a deal to buy upscale rival Neiman Marcus Group, which owns Neiman Marcus and Bergdorf Goodman stores, for $2.65 billion. Online behemoth Amazon will hold a minority stake. The new entity will be called Saks Global. It'll comprise Saks Fifth Avenue and Saks Off Fifth Avenue brands, as well as others. This is SRN News. Oklahoma's top education official is ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons for grades 5 through 12. State Superintendent Ryan Walters issued a memo to school superintendents across the state last month. The directive is the latest effort by conservatives to try and incorporate religious values into public schools that are becoming increasingly chaotic. Walters, who was elected in 2022, says he intends to fight woke ideology in the schools as a central theme of his administration. The directive faced immediate criticism from leftist groups. A court in Pakistan has sentenced a Christian man to death for sharing what it claims was hateful content against Muslims on social media. The defendant's lawyer says he was accused of reposting defaced pages of the Quran on his TikTok account, adding the sentence will be appealed. This follows one of the worst mob attacks on Christians in eastern Punjab province last year in August of 2023. This is SRN News. A judge has acquitted 28 people accused of money laundering in an international case known as the Panama Papers.
Among those acquitted was Jürgen Mossack. He's the co-founder of a law firm authorities say was at the center of a conspiracy to hide money linked to illegal activities. A Panamanian judge found the evidence against Mossack didn't comply with a chain of custody after authorities raided the office of the now-defunct firm.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Swifties are about to take over the German city formerly known as Gelsenkirchen, where American superstar Taylor Swift is set to give three Eras Tour concerts later this month. German news agency DPA reports that in honor of the singer, city officials have renamed it Swiftkirchen, at least temporarily, to welcome tens of thousands of fans for her July 17th, 18th, and 19th shows. This is SRN News.